It is Tuesday, March 5th, 9 p.m. A somewhat decent start time. I'd say so.
We start at 9 every night.
The days we start at 8 sometimes, but... What y'all think about basketball this weekend? If we want to talk about that real quick, because I do want to... There's a lot of basketball weekend.
There's one thing I want to say.
Go Vols.
Go Vols.
I didn't watch any this weekend. As I work all weekend.
Understandable. You are a working man.
I am a working man. Night shift.
That Tennessee game was going to put me in a cardiac arrest because, you know, up by 10, down by 10.
Talk about the Auburn game?
What?
Talk about the Auburn game?
No, the Bama game.
Oh, y'all play Bama again?
No, we played him this past weekend.
Did y'all win?
Saturday. This guy doesn't know ball at all.
Oh.
This guy.
But y'all also played at Auburn this week.
Yeah, we played
him. Last week.
Yeah. So this is actually, that's a good transition here, because I do want to talk about.
Auburn is in Alabama.
It's in the state of Alabama.
It is.
It is correct.
So, I don't even know how to start this off. But right now, there is a three-way race for first place regular season champions. Mm-hmm. As we're saying that, right now, Alabama's getting their butts whooped by Florida.
Florida.
So that shakes some stuff up.
Now it's a two-way.
93-72. Tomorrow, Tennessee plays South Carolina away. So that could shake up some even more stuff. But I want y'all to listen to this. Because I found this out.
Preach, brother.
And this is, this is talking about, is Alabama and Auburn actually a good team? Are they good teams?
I'll say they're good teams. I'll say Alabama's a good team.
Alabama and Auburn have combined the top 25, top KenPom. We want to talk about KenPom real quick. Mm-hmm. They're 2-12 in top 25 KenPom teams. They're also getting whooped by Florida right now. I'm not saying they're a bad team.
What are you doing?
This guy.
He's hocked his leg. Just let him be.
Anyways. But,
don't pay him attention.
So, looking at this Alabama game, looking at these Auburn games. Yeah, I mean, I think personally Alabama had every right to win that game. Offense, you know, their offense production the second half was...
It was just straight double team Connect.
Yeah. Connect also, you know, he got shut down. I think he had what?
13 points.
Connect had 13, so he got shut down. Everybody else stepped up. This was one of those games where you look at it and it's like, okay, can you win without Dalton Connect? This is his worst game of the year, I believe, you know, besides that stretch in January where he was, you know, coming back from the injury from UNC. Now, looking at this three-way race, like I said, Alabama, it's right now Tennessee's number one, Alabama and South Carolina are tied for second/third. It's kind of weird. I wrote this down. So, Tennessee, you know, they swept Alabama, but they lost South Carolina. And then they played Kentucky Saturday. Alabama got swept by Tennessee. They beat South Carolina. You know, now that they're losing to Florida, it's kind of like iffy. But it's like everybody beat everybody. So I know in the past, Alabama and Tennessee shared the regular season championship.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they don't split it three ways, do they?
Mm-hmm. I've never seen it. I don't think we've ever seen a three-way tie in our life.
That's
Google tells us otherwise.
So,
always gotta respect the Google.
You know, we were alive in the 90s. I was, but y'all weren't.
Yeah. Right now, it's looking like it's Tennessee's and South Carolina's to win/lose.
But if South Carolina wins tomorrow, does that basically put them?
Well, we'd be tied for first.
Tie, okay.
I think technically we'd be tied for first, even though, you know, see, that's the thing. I don't know, because they've beat us twice. But if you look at it record-wise, we'd be tied. So, but they do have a very big game Saturday against Mississippi State, which Mississippi State's favored. Like, I think they're a 70%. Favorite to win right now. Now I don't see that as being the true
Gabe.
Yeah, but they're playing on the road. I don't think Mississippi State's a bad team. They're a pretty decent team.
Yeah.
Like I said, SEC is beating everybody. Mm-hmm. SEC I think is the deepest
the country 100%
conference for sure. So it's interesting to see how that plays out. And like I said, we got to play Kentucky too. We could drop that one. I don't think we drop that one. I'm more worried about tomorrow's game than I am Saturday, for being honest. That's just how the dice is rolling right now.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that dog. Sorry, dog.
Yeah.
But hey, wake up, cuz.
But
Pick up. No. You can't be snoring like that.
But the thing about, I generally think that Lamont Paris will be the SEC Coach of the Year, if not the National Player or National Coach of the Year. I think he should be National Coach of the Year.
He should. They only had like 10 wins last year.
Yeah, they were projected last place.
This year?
In SEC too.
Oh, okay, so
if he's not National Player of the Year, I'm gonna, or National Coach of the Year, I'm gonna be mind blown. But so yeah, it's gonna be an interesting shakeup here for this last week. I think Tennessee. Sorry, I'm saying we're like you're a Tennessee fan, but I'm pretty sure if we win one of these two, then we secure a first a double bye in the SEC tournament.
What if you lose one, win one?
Well, that's why I said if we win one.
Oh, it's 1-1. Okay, it's split.
Yeah. With that being said, the projections for the March Madness.
Yeah.
We
could do bracketology on that.
We could do bracketology. I'm not a big Joe Lunardi guy, I'll be honest.
He's not bad, though. It's like he says some outrageous things.
He says some outrageous things.
He does it every year.
He does. He does.
So, but this is, okay, UConn, that's a guaranteed one. Purdue's a guaranteed one. Arizona's a guaranteed one. And Houston. Surprised Tennessee isn't getting a one.
Well, that's the thing. Everybody else but Joe Lunardi's got Tennessee at number one. Everybody and the mother besides.
Oh, okay. That's why I don't like him.
So,
I mean, two is not bad either. I mean,
I would, if I'll be 100% honest, I'd rather have the two in the South bracket than a one seed in the West.
Because you play Auburn.
Well, that, I mean, if we get that last one in the West, then Arizona gets that two, takes Iowa State spot, and then that's a bracket. I mean, we have to, it'd be a crap show. So, I personally would rather have the two seed, but. Mm-hmm.
One, two, and three seeds are not bad seeds. Like,
well, yeah, okay. So if Grand Canyon, they're not.
Yeah, Grand Canyon, they're not guaranteed a spot. They have to win. I think
they have to win the WAC.
They have to win the WAC because the WAC is such a small.
Yeah, they're projected.
They won't get the love.
12 seed, which I like that matchup personally.
Yeah, BYU versus Grand.
Yeah,
DCU.
Yeah,
I think BYU gets that one.
We'll see.
We'll see. I'm for the Lopes. I'm not hating against the Lopes.
I mean, I always like the Lopes.
BYU is a small.
I think, speaking of, real quick, talking about basketball, I think Purdue was in a close one with Illinois.
With Michigan.
So they came back and won. That was another team that I was hearing that could have been like a, you know, make a run. Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
I heard they can make a run in the tournament as well. But yeah, it's. Like I said before, I would personally rather have the two seed rather than that one seed with Arizona in the conference.
Mm.
I think I like our chances against Houston better than against Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
I say that with a grain of salt because I think Houston's a very good team as well.
Mm-hmm.
But
where's Duke and North Carolina? Oh, there was a.
They play Saturday as well.
Yeah, they do.
It's a big game.
Duke would be in y'all's region at a three.
Yeah.
And North Carolina would be
South Carolina's Boston East.
North Carolina was North Carolina.
North Carolina's two seed in the East. So
they are?
Yeah. About the bottom.
They're playing the toothpaste people.
I mean,
like I said, that
not a bad shout.
It's,
I mean, Joe Lunardi's been doing it for so long time that I take his word as biblical.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
I mean, he's Joey Brackets for a reason.
Yeah.
But I've always had, like, this is what I was going to say. This is Tennessee's first ever time of getting a one seed. They've never been a one seed ever.
Mm-hmm.
And this is our best chance. Now, going back on that real quick about our best chance, I think, I'm starting to drink Kool-Aid 100% that I think this is the year that we make a run. And I think that if we don't make a run, I'm going to be super depressed because this is the team that should make the run, for being honest.
Yeah.
But yeah,
just gotta hope you don't.
We're gonna get caught.
Get upset, yeah. Get caught up in the middle of a game.
Third one, 16.
Should be a 25-point win, and now it's, you know, tied up in the fourth quarter. Not fourth quarter, excuse me. Second half. It's not quarters in college basketball. College basketball. It should be fun. When the bracket comes out, we'll do our bracket. We'll have fun with that. I'm excited for that.
I'm excited for the brackets as well.
Yeah, we'll find out. It's crazy that if you look at like. Everybody after the top three, there's like six losses. Then it goes like seven losses. So many teams with six losses.
Yeah. I mean, and then you've got South Carolina, who I think they're what?
11.
And they've got Four losses.
Mm-hmm.
So.
No, they're 17th.
17th.
With 5 losses.
Correct.
Yeah.
So.
Which is, it's because of their strength of schedule, probably.
No, that's, I mean, that's what it is, if we're being honest. I did want to talk, since it is March, I'll leave that for the last. I'll leave this video for the last, because I think this video is insane.
Uh-huh.
To transition, college baseball
is coming off hot.
Is hot. And as we recorded, you know, Tennessee
spanking them.
Had,
who's y'all play this weekend?
We played Albany this weekend, but we played Kansas State today. Mm. And I think we had, the last time I checked, we had 6 home runs. And I know Dean Curley had 2 more.
That's what I'm talking about.
So I want to.
Dean Curley had.
He had 3. He had a grand slam, a 3-run, and a 2-run home run.
It's a lot of bases right there.
A lot of bases. A lot of RBIs.
Yeah, a lot of ribs.
Ribbies.
Yeah. Tennessee's solid. I'm just worried about Arkansas, really.
No, that's what I was about to say.
Arkansas's good.
I will say this, boys.
I haven't been keeping up with LSU as much as how is LSU doing?
Oh, they're doing good. I mean, they've only lost 1 game to Stony Brook. Which, again, they shouldn't have lost, but they lost. It happened. It's baseball. It's all about who your pitcher is. And it's, you know, LSU doesn't have the greatest pitching rotation right now. But they have really good offense. They can hit the ball.
Yeah. You got Tom Tanks.
Yeah.
Tommy Tanks is.
Tommy Tanks. He's doing what good.
You hit a lot of homers if you don't give up a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, LSU only has 2 solid pitchers right now. Thatcher Hurd isn't the most solid in the world, but he's all right. But Luke Holm, transfer from Alabama, right-handed pitcher, he's solid.
Yeah.
He's been playing really well.
What is this? Is this baseball right now?
This is baseball.
So
Texas is
crap in the bed. Absolutely crap in the bed.
They're just not,
along with Ole Miss. Ole Miss is crap.
They lost a big one the other night to Texas State.
Yeah.
Dude, Texas, do you see that?
Sneaky team.
The picture.
I forget his name. Yeah, that was insane.
Yeah, it
was. Mid home run just absolutely blows baseball with lives. Just hits new. They swept Texas last year, too.
Texas State?
Yeah. So I think
I don't know what's up with Texas's problem.
And Duke broke the world record today for the most runs in 1 inning.
Did they really?
22.
In 1 inning?
They had 22 runs. I would have gone home.
Jeez.
Shout out App State.
Hey, one of the most beautiful.
Just gifting records for free, huh?
Arkansas, though, I will say this straight up. I think they make the College World Series.
Oh, they will.
Straight up now,
they'll probably win the SEC.
Yeah, they're pitching. Now
they didn't lose anybody.
Their pitching is unreal.
Yeah.
We talked about it last week. We talked about the week before. Their pitching is deep.
Yeah.
They've got, you know, midweek starters that could probably start Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
So I'm locking that one down in my 8 is Arkansas.
Arkansas is a good shot. They're solid. I don't know. I haven't watched Wake Forest. Chase Burns is the only thing I know that they have, but
they still got Nick Kurtz. Danny Corona apparently transferred to Mizzou. I just found that out a couple weeks ago.
This year? Recently?
Transferred to Mizzou.
Thank God.
So besides them three, I'm not even sure who Mizzou's got. We got some. See, this is what sucks. Just I've been so focused on basketball. We got a transfer from Mizzou who also rakes. If I want to say that, he also rakes.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy Hex.
But I forget. Bargo. He's from Mizzou. He transferred from. But anyways, so. Yeah, Wake Forest will be straight.
Yeah, they'll be all right.
I think another team to look out for, I think Coastal Carolina is going to be dirty.
I haven't watched any of them.
They look pretty good.
They do?
They look really good. See Baylor. You know, these games. Let's look at these games. GCU. Hey, shout them out.
They killing it?
They're doing okay. They're doing all right. I don't know if y'all saw that video. Buddy bat flipped and got ejected. So, which apparently they're starting to eject more people. Florida guy this past weekend. Pimp one.
Hold on. Central Arkansas took. Sorry to interrupt you. Central Arkansas took them deep. It's 9-7. It's a good game.
Hey, Drew Kilbert would have been.
He would have been gone. I heard they're cracking down on the bat flips now. I heard they're starting. They're actually. They might be actually ejecting more people when they bat flip, which I think takes the fun out of the game.
The game's already boring enough.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
No offense to the baseball players.
Can't wear the minks no more.
Yeah, Tennessee. I mean, baseball.
Wait, we can't wear the fur coats anymore.
No more fur coats.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah, did anybody watch A&M? They're ranked 7th in the country.
I haven't gotten to watch A&M.
There's no daddy hat no more.
No daddy hat no more?
Yeah. The stand's full of it.
We played Bowling Green this weekend.
The team doesn't wear it.
Bowling Green, not Albany. Albany this weekend.
I'm pretty sure. Right. Because I saw something about that.
LSU doesn't play anybody good till next weekend.
Hey, Louisiana. Close one with the Raging Cajuns.
Yeah, they're a little brother.
Are they little brother?
They're a little brother. They like to play ball.
That was a good game. I got to watch
it. I got to watch the highlights. I watched the Texas game on my phone. I just had it propped up.
Pandy and Texas.
Texas is starting pitcher, I forget his name, against LSU. Cold. That dude was cold. He just got tired.
That's what I'm saying. We're not locked in for baseball right
now. Yeah.
Once basketball's
over. Once baseball, I'm watching baseball all day. It's easier to. And plus, I enjoy baseball because I can sit down and just watch it.
Yeah. It's definitely a Sunday. Baseball, like, you know, it's kind of like NASCAR golf.
I don't watch golf nor NASCAR.
Speaking of, we're still on top of college baseball. Someone projected, an anonymous SEC coach projected that Kentucky makes it to Omaha. I don't know much about Kentucky this year. I do see they're 11-1. I don't know who they played, but if an SEC coach is saying that, they've got to be pretty decent. So, which, like I said, I guess we'll see.
Interesting, Kentucky.
Child John Rhodes.
They've always had a solid team.
Huh?
The last couple of years, they've had a solid team.
They have the facilities to have a good team. They got a super nice field, brand new, opened up in 2019. I think it was their first year. So, they could get recruits, I think. What was my train of thought? Because now I'm jumping from one thing to the other.
Yeah, I mean, but Arkansas, definitely the favorite to win the SEC. Definitely a favorite to be in the top 8.
100%.
Yeah. 100%. Or final 8, whatever you want to call it. Because you just don't. I want to say LSU's a lock, but their pitching just worries me.
That's the thing. The biggest issue with making a deep run is pitching.
Yeah, what's Tennessee's pitching look like? Are y'all solid or y'all?
Pretty decent.
It's more just the bats.
Yeah, like
is insane.
I mean, our pitching's still.
See, that's why that worries me about baseball, because like y'all have explained to me that those bats can get extremely cold, extremely
fast.
You just
gotta hit it more than they do.
Yeah, that's the only problem. Like, we're pitching.
Mookie Betts went 0 for however much in the playoffs. And he was the best hitter in baseball last year, and he went 0 for.
Yeah, so that's what worries me.
I'd
rather have a good pitching staff than always rely on my bats. That's just me, though. That's why I'm worried about the
LSU. That's why I think Arkansas makes the run.
Yeah, because of their pitching.
They also make the run, but they also.
Yeah, yeah. For example, Ole Miss, when they won theirs, their bats are ridiculous.
Yeah. Elko, you know, he had torn ACL, still hitting nukes.
Yeah, so.
When it comes down to the tournament, it just depends on whoever's hot at the moment.
Yeah.
It don't matter who. If you're in the tournament, whoever's the hottest.
Yeah. That's what worries me. It's like, I hope LSU catches fire somewhere.
I mean, it's still early on.
But, I mean.
It's still early on.
They did well this weekend. They beat Texas. That's a ranked win right there in itself, even though Texas is kind of.
Hope that wood's been aging.
Yeah, falling apart this recently. They've. But we'll find out. We might go up to Knoxville for the Tennessee LSU series.
Just be there. I want to be there at least. Just to, I mean, shoot, we were looking at tickets this past weekend. It was like $100 for one ticket. For one. So
it's probably going to be a top 10, top 5 ranked game.
Yeah.
But if it's $100 or less, I'll probably.
I'll pay.
If it was $80, I'll
may
do
not
it.
Be sitting together, but I'm. Yeah.
You stand.
The tailgate is real, though.
Tailgate is real. There's just a lot of sneaky teams in college baseball that are ranked. Like, Texas A&M.
A lot of Texas teams.
Texas Tech's always been.
Baseball's different.
I've always liked Texas. Football. Texas Tech's always been a team that I've liked. Mm-hmm. Just
for random, I don't know.
The Red Raiders. Do y'all remember?
It's because you like Mahomes so much.
You know why?
That's a lie.
You know
that's
why?
That's an absolute lie.
I've always kind of had that same kind of like for Texas Tech. Remember when they put college teams on Pop-Tarts?
Yeah.
Don't remember that.
Texas Tech was on.
I got no clue.
Look him up. Look him up. Texas Tech.
Texas Tech
was on. No, just look up college teams on Pop-Tarts. You can put Texas Tech. But I remember always liking the Texas Tech Pop-Tarts better. I don't know why.
There's no way that's a thing.
It was a long time ago.
Wow.
It was a thing?
Wow.
This is old, man. This is when I was a kid.
I don't remember. See, I never
ate back in 94?
Nah, this is like early 2000s, dog.
I've never ate Pop.
I remember my mom got me some LSU ones.
You think I'm about to eat a gator? You got to be able to pop this picture. You think I'm about to eat this gator Pop-Tart? You've got me messed up.
They're real.
That the logos on the Pop-Tarts themselves?
Yes.
That's crazy.
That's actually what it looked like. I wish it was a Texas Tech one.
Hey, low key. We're talking. Off talk, them wild berries are gas.
Yeah, look up a Texas Tech Pop Tart so y'all can feel the
what
Texas Tech Pop Tart.
Yeah, the Texas Tech Pop Tart. Look, if y'all could feel my.
I wonder, do you think the different teams were different flavors or was also?
I don't know. It was so long ago.
I think you're lying. I don't see any Texas Tech
Pop Tart. I'm telling you, there was a Texas Tech Pop Tart.
Was that in Bossier or Shreveport?
This was. You know what I'm talking about, though. Exactly. There was teams with Pop-Tart. Look, I've got lying.
I mean, I've seen them right there, but...
I had the Tennessee ones.
Yeah, see, LSU, they all got them.
That's crazy.
Look.
Yeah, there is a Texas Tech. There's a Texas Tech right
there. Frosted brown sugar. Did Tennessee not get no love?
I don't know.
Tennessee had one.
Because I had...
You lying now.
I
yeah, he had no Tennessee.
He got caught. There's
Indiana Jones Pop Tarts.
Well, that's different.
A lot.
That's different.
But those are, I'm telling you, those were smacked back in the day. They need to bring them back. Those would sell out. I'm telling you.
I need all the Cowboys Pop Tarts.
With the Pop Tarts Bowl, they would.
They would.
They would sell out with Pop Tarts Bowl.
That's, I just remember that. That was such a good memory.
They put them on Hot Pockets.
Hot Pocket.
I imagine there's a big old T on a Hot Pocket. Steaming.
I'd tear that thing up.
That's what I'm saying.
Steaming. So, real quick, we're going to break this down. I just showed in this video from
break it down from a phone.
All Western standpoint. Michigan versus Ball State, this overtime buzzer beater. So, I'll probably put it up somewhere. But, OT game. Tyus Wright from West Michigan scores 15 seconds left.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Mickey Pearson from old Ball State gets fouled at 3-point line, makes 2 out of 3. Crazy. You got to go make free throws. That's what it is.
They still would have lost.
They're free for a reason.
But, pretty much, like I said, the video shows it. It's an absolute Hail Mary.
No one touches it.
No one touches it.
It takes one bounce in the paint.
He just tips it.
End game.
So
the scripted
crazy, which I can say, I watched that back. I don't think anybody touched it. I think they served a clock before anybody touched it. I don't think it should have been as close as it was, but it is what it is.
The fact that they had one guy out of bounds, so it's 5v4, and they left one guy open.
It's absurd. What are we doing, Will? What are we doing? But
he was say, you got some knowledge.
Also, I do have this note because Kansas. I guess I'll talk about this, but I didn't. Kansas got beat by Baylor this past weekend, and apparently this is
seven spots.
This is Bill Self's most Big 12 losses in his coaching career. So I thought that was interesting.
Bill Self defending that Natty Champ right
there. NFL Combine was this past weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It was fun.
Risers and fallers. Who do you think? Who are we thinking? I think for me,
there's been a lot of buzz that Joe Milton has been rising. His draft stock's been rising.
Which I think is absurd.
He's trash.
He looked good.
They said did you see his celly after he threw a 75-yard bomb in the air?
Listen, y'all Tennessee fans should know this, that 75-yard bomb, just in that scenario of him not having pads on or getting rushed, that means nothing.
I know. I'm just saying. Yeah. We watch
him. Because here's my thing.
I'm familiar with his game.
Because listen, y'all should be familiar with this then. All off season, all I heard, Joe Milton could throw 100 yards. Joe Milton can throw this. But when it came down to throwing the rock in a real game, what happened?
Went 9-4. I mean, it's not a bad season.
Some of those losses
should Florida,
be wins.
The Florida loss was absurd. That one was bad.
The Alabama loss? Y'all were up.
Yeah, but that's not entirely on him. I mean, defense got to make some stops.
What's the game that he just choked for y'all this year?
Probably Florida.
Florida? That's probably, or, I mean,
what other game was
it? We got whooped by Mizzou.
The three
of our four losses were all top.
Hey, Josh.
Hey,
Josh. We stand on business over here, Mr.
This guy,
Eli Drinkwitz.
Okay, anyways.
We stand on business.
This isn't a Joe Milton, Tennessee topic.
He's trash. He ain't going nowhere.
I think my biggest riser for me personally, let's get back on track, is I like Ladd McConkey. I think he had a great combine.
Looked good. He was moving in that.
He was smooth. The gauntlet drill, he was smooth. I mean, straight line.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. He was getting after it.
Yeah.
What do y'all think about Caleb Williams and all these questions?
Dude, first off, why are quarterbacks not running the 40?
Why are they not
The only
throwing?
Person ran was Sam Hartman. He was the only one that ran a 40 as a quarterback.
None of them were throwing either.
It's made no sense.
What do y'all think about players like, for example, Maserati Marv? People don't know who Maserati Marv is. Marvin Harrison Jr. Not participating in the combine besides the questions.
Well, I know Jaden said he wasn't participating because he wanted to wait to pro day so he has more people
experience. Yeah, and he wanted better looks for his teammates.
Yeah, well, that's...
That's a reason.
That's what I just said.
Oh, you did? My bad. I'm sorry, sir.
But anyways... But yeah, I mean, that one's reasonable. But Caleb Williams confuses me because, you know, he said, go watch, you know, real game footage and you'll see the throws.
He barely went 500.
And then he's over here, like, people are like, are you going to take a medical exam?
He's going to wait till the meetings.
Yeah.
Well, like, that's just stuff like that. It's kind
of... Not all 30 teams can draft me.
It's ignorant, dude. It's ignorant, in my opinion.
I think it's dumb. I like when everybody... If you got invited, that was a big deal.
Yeah, and you're not going to perform.
Yeah. I understand Maserati Marv Anderson Jr. I think he kind of knows his spot's locked.
He's number three.
There's nothing he can do.
He's number three. Yeah. He's going to the Patriots, if not...
Let's see.
There's nothing he can do. There's nothing he can prove more to scouts that I'm that guy. And plus, he can sell himself now because his dad's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
He can sell his name. That's why if Arch makes it this far, just sell your last name, kid.
Yeah, and the Falcons, not the Falcons, the Broncos releasing.
Russell Wilson's huge. Oh, so now they're looking for a quarterback as well.
They don't have a whole lot of room.
And then there's talking about, you know, Justin Fields going to be gone as well.
What do you think Russell Wilson will go? Do you think he'll...
There's been... No, he's not. Retire. The Patriots have talked about him. They've also talked about Joe Flacco and Jacoby Brissett. So that's one option.
Brissett? Okay.
I'm fine with Brissett. Joe Flacco's a questionable one. But
I just think if the
Flacco
Patriots...
Flacco could spin the
if
ball,
the Patriots
though.
Have anybody other than our quarterback.
Dude, that ball fake he did was dirt.
What do you think about... The Justin Fields, like, that's the most interesting of the draft. Forget the combine.
Like, you're going to, first off, you've already spent, what, 3-4 years on him. You've already spent that time. You're going to be restarting from just...
They're the new
restarting
Browns.
From, you're going to restart. And the problem wasn't Justin Fields. The problem was you didn't help build around him. So you're going to start from square one, who's with another scrambling-type quarterback, and still not build around him.
I think they keep him.
They, if they're smart, they should
draft a receiver in the O-line.
They got two top 10 picks.
Yeah, they have 9 and 1.
See, if you're gonna, don't get rid of him. What's Caleb Williams gonna do to make you go from 7 and 10? What's he gonna do? Maybe 8 and 9.
I don't know. Washington. See, and then here's the thing. Here's another thing that Drake May conversation. I'm not like high or low on him. I'm just confused.
I think he's good.
I'm confused. I think he's good. Is he my number one choice for quarterback though? Probably not.
Yeah.
Me personally. But like he's good.
So if
I think Williams' stock went down.
Say the Bears don't get a quarterback, right? Who do you think is the first quarterback to go?
Jaden.
At 2? You think the Commanders take Jaden at 2?
Trayvon Diggs was
they still would have lost in the first round.
Chargers are watching from the couch.
Y'all started watching shortly after us.
So y'all ended up what?
It's
5-10. I know y'all went 5-12.
Who are the Chargers looking at? Who do y'all need?
I don't know.
I hope they
we got a new coach.
Yeah, they got a old
and
we got a new, more really worked out.
We got rid of him. We got a new defense coordinator. We got a new offensive coordinator. We got a whole new staff in Los Angeles. I think they need to go for a tight end. So I want a tight end.
Mm-hmm. I don't even... What tight ends? Oh, Carson Beck.
No. Brock Bowers.
That's... What am I...
But Carson Beck.
That was it. Brain fart. That was brain fart.
Sorry.
I meant to say Brock Bowers. Yeah. But
Brock Bowers. That's about it.
So you want Brock Bowers number 5?
No, golly gracious.
Is he worth the money at five?
I'd like to break it down to see how many times Herbert throws to his tight end.
I bet.
Well, when you got a guy like Brock Bowers, I say you'd probably
have him. But here's my thing. We got Jim Harbaugh, who's a run the ball merchant. So
Jay Herbo's gone?
If Eckler ran the 40 right now, it'd probably be a 5-2.
Speaking
guy runs in slow motion.
Speaking of,
he's probably gone too.
Speaking of running backs, Saquon's probably gone too.
They just told him he wasn't going to be a franchise.
Yeah.
Somebody says he's going to the Cowboys, but I think he's going.
Y'all are getting Zeke back, is what I heard.
Oh fuck!
I'm kidding.
I hope not.
What do you think the Chargers should go with? Because last year they picked a wide receiver, and he is.
Which was absurd.
Go Joe Alton. Please give Herbert some help.
Honestly,
let him
that
fulfill
would be
his
a bad
career
pick.
He needs.
That wouldn't be a bad
Here's
pick.
What I want the Chargers to do. Chargers need to trade Joey Bosa as much as I hate saying that.
He's going. If he goes anywhere, he's going to the 49ers.
He needs to trade Joey Bosa because his contract's coming up. Trade him. Open up some space for this free agency because there's going to be some names out there. Draft Brock Bowers. Take a chance. Take a chance. It's your first year, Harbaugh. Take a chance. Get rid of Joey Bosa. That's like what? I think he's get paid $30 million a year. Get rid of his contract. Get rid of Mike Williams' contract. Get rid of them boys. Draft a tight end.
This thought just
off season. Get Tyron Smith.
This thought just crossed my head.
I mean, he's one of the best offensive linemen in the league.
Who knows? Old Harbaugh better than anybody else.
His brother.
Vice versa, who knows this guy better? J.J. McCartney. What if y'all trade Jay Herbo and get J.J. McCartney because they've been together for how long? I'm just throwing that out
there.
That
would be the downfall of the Chargers.
I'm just throwing that out there.
I would suck starting a shotgun.
I'm just throwing
that
out
there. It's not Herbert's fault. He's a good, credible quarterback. He just has no help.
It went from Jay Herbo fourth down. Now it's like he can't even complete a pass.
It's hard for 20 of his passes, 15 of them to go to Keenan Allen. Yeah. I just hope he catches them.
Yeah. I mean, we got Palmer.
Defense is horrible.
We got Palmer. The defense ain't the worst.
They ain't the 12 losses.
I was going to say that 5
and 12. You know what's crazy is that we paid J.C. Jackson all this money just to train him back to the Patriots.
Right, and he balled out when he got back.
And he was trash. He was so bad.
He balled out right when he got back to the Patriots.
He was getting burnt. I mean, hey.
The only thing that makes me happy.
We got one more win than them bumps.
The only thing that makes me happy is we beat the dang Broncos, and I got to talk so much crap to all these people that I know.
How big of an accomplishment is that?
When you're 3-13, I think that's a huge accomplishment, in my opinion. For me, personally, it's the little wins. It's the little wins that matter.
What does the Patriots want? You really want?
I want Jaden.
You want Jaden that bad?
I want Jaden. However, I did see that if we do sign a guy like Brissett or Flacco. Possibly Russell Wilson, which I would hate.
I don't
that.
Think Flacco's got another Cinderella time too.
Patriots, that's right.
We draft Marvin at 3, if he's still there. Possibly, if Marvin's gone by 3, trade the pick, and then draft a quarterback, like a backup quarterback.
Yeah.
Which, funny enough, a name that's been floating around was Joe Milton. But then you get your offensive line. Another one on the boards was Xavier Worthy, which I would like Xavier as a receiver.
He's been in talks with the Cowboys, too.
A 3 pick?
No, not a 3. No. Later first. Okay, We'd trade back. We'd trade back.
I think, really.
Our defense is stellar. We don't need a defense. Our defense is good.
The Chargers are going to pick who's the best on the board.
I think that's what's really going to happen.
Whoever's there.
They probably got auto pick on.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah, that guy seems all right.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a weird because like you get a tight end. We're not like the Chiefs that our playbook is surrounded by a tight end.
It's not. There's so many 3 wide sets that
Cardinals run. What about back to the receivers? You got Roma Dunze. I haven't heard much. Malik Nabers. Brian Thomas.
He ran a fast 40.
Keon Coleman.
He ran a slow 40.
He's talking to Cowboys too.
He also hit 20 miles per hour on the gauntlet though, with straight.
That's explosiveness.
So that's that 40 yard dash kind of is like, put that away when you see the gauntlet. He's running a straight line at 20 miles per hour. I think.
CD only ran a 4.6. So, CD's not fast by any means.
Yeah.
Get that route running ability though.
I'm sure Justin Jefferson wasn't a 4.3, 4.4 guy.
Look that up. I think he's a 4. I think he's a 4.4 guy.
He don't run fast straight.
I think he's a 4.4 guy.
Justin Jefferson 40. Justin Jefferson.
4.43.
Told you he's a 4.4 guy.
That's pretty quick.
He's a 4.4 guy.
Jalen Wright, 4.38.
No one thought OBJ was fast. He ran a 4.33 in the combine.
He was fast at one point until the ACL started giving out.
His age caught on.
I think, I don't know, there's a lot of quarterbacks and there's a lot of wide receivers.
Running backs, down running back here.
Yeah.
Down running back here.
Which last year was a down everything year.
But
last year's draft was horrible.
Yeah.
The only winner was C.J. Stroud and the Texans.
I think Bijan could have been a winner if the Falcons actually utilized him.
Yeah, well, he's still a winner. I would give him a winner. He's a winner in fantasy.
Well, he's on that trip, and he said, they hang up the Vic jerseys. They got Bijan jerseys out.
Oh, yeah. They did do that. Yeah,
see, look, that Cardinals with Marvin Harrison.
Projected to trade with Los Angeles to the fifth? No.
Malik Nabers to the Bears?
Please don't do it.
Did they have
Chargers get Brock Bowers?
Did they have Caleb Williams going to the Bears?
Yeah.
So then that means Justin's gone.
Justin's in Atlanta.
Yeah.
He's
going home.
He's in Atlanta.
Or Pittsburgh. That would be a good matchup. That'd be a good
Dak and Jerry.
So Patriots do pick up
Jaden.
But this guy goes, I'm not convinced.
Yeah, they're talking about Joe Alt as well. I think
Joe Alt is a guy. When you got a guy like that, I don't know why you wouldn't pick him top five, personally.
Because we need a freaking quarterback, and I don't trust us because I think we would, out of all people, I think we would sign Joe Flacco out of all people.
I think it's outrageous that J.J. McCarthy has even talked about being a top 15 pick.
It is what it is.
He just handed the ball off.
Well,
get Joe Flacco to do that.
Joe Flacco's got, well, actually, that'd be another topic for another episode.
Another day.
But
he's that guy.
Cooper DeZane. Chop Robinson, forgot about him. But, well, I think
this will wrap it up.
I think that's all, boys. Kool-Aid McKinstry, that's a good ad. That's a good ad for the
Cardinals. Josh Allen getting some more weapons out here.
Yeah,
with Mitchell.
But yeah, I think that's all we got.
You got anything to add, Matt?
Alrighty. Well, I'm Chase Roberts.
I'm Will Campbell.
Matthew Lennon.
Jackson Stone.
Thanks for watching.
Sliding in DMs.
Appreciate it.